Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Winter 2021. Including, Introducing Our Community Heroes. From all your nominations, the winners of this year's Community Heroes Awards have been announced. We've presented each of them with a hamper and a winner's certificate. Hear more in Section 9. In this issue, temporary changes to improve our repair service in Section 2, customers' community litter pick in Section 11, and our new employment and skills service is revealed in Section 14. Approximate recording time, 1 hour and 5 minutes. Contents in this issue. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section, including changes to our repair service in Section 2, 12 months of text message feedback in Section 3, You Said We Did in Section 4, a look back at our performance in Section 6, ASB and fly tipping in Section 7, hoarding advice in Section 8, Community Heroes 2021 in Section 9, A Day in the Life Of in Section 10, Community Litter Pick in Section 11, Jane's Thanks to Money Advice Team in Section 12, Our New Look Employment and Skills Service in Section 14, Student Sculptures in Grantham in Section 16, and Writer's Corner in Section 17. Longhurst Group. 1. Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Winter 2021. Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's Customer Magazine. This is the final edition of the year, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who's contributed to the magazine over the last 12 months. Whether it's as a member of the editorial panel, or those who've sent in articles, stories, poems and recipes for Writer's Corner, we really enjoy receiving your ideas. This edition is packed full of interesting updates, customer stories and information that's useful for customers. This time round, we're bringing you an update on our repair service and temporary changes we're making, as well as lots of information about the group's performance to date. You'll find all of this in Sections 2 to 6. We've also made hamper presentations to the winners of our Community Heroes Awards, with pictures and more information in Section 9. There's also a Day in the Life feature with one of our leasehold scheme managers, and this can be listened to in Section 10. One of our customers, a former circus performer who injured herself in a trapeze accident, has told how our money advice team has helped her get her finances back on track. You can listen to this in Section 12. I'd like to take this opportunity, on behalf of everybody at Longhurst Group, to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Sam. Stay in touch. Website, longhurstgroup.org.uk/our-voice. Facebook, /Longhurst Group Home. Twitter, @Longhurst Group. Instagram, @Longhurst Group. And email, communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. National Helplines. National Domestic Violence Helpline, 0808 200 0247. Mankind. Confidential support for male victims of domestic abuse. 01823 334 244. Gallup. Support for LGBTQ+ people experiencing domestic abuse. 0800 599 9247. And the Forced Marriage Unit. Information and support about forced marriage and or honour crimes. 020 7008 0151. 2. Temporary changes to improve our repair service. As you know, we have lots of outstanding repairs that need to be completed. To help us clear the backlog and focus on the most essential jobs, we've introduced further changes. The biggest change has seen us focus exclusively on essential repairs for all new requests since Monday the 22nd of November. This means that all new non-essential repairs have been paused. If you had already reported a non-essential repair, this will still go ahead. We haven't taken this decision lightly, but we believe it's the best way forward and will help us navigate the challenges of recovering from further delays caused during the pandemic, as well as labour shortages and difficulties with sourcing materials. Although we're not alone in dealing with these issues, we won't shy away from our responsibilities. By focusing on essential repairs, we're confident that we'll be able to clear the backlog more quickly and prioritise jobs that have been outstanding the longest and have the most impact on customers. Working closely with our repairs provider Mears, we're taking further steps to address this situation. This includes continuing to recruit extra repairs operatives and additional call handlers. We're also bringing in more contractors to support with the completion of essential repairs. Heating repairs. All repairs relating to heating, including work on gas boilers, are classed essential and will continue. Please report any issues you have to our heating contractor, Mears. Our heating contract isn't affected by the issues mentioned previously. Essential repairs. Electrical faults. Leaks or plumbing issues which may affect washing or toilet facilities or may cause further damage to your property. No heating or hot water or partial heating loss. Broken showers in properties with no other washing facilities. Loss of water supplies. Security issues affecting doors and windows. Blocked drains. Storm damage, such as loose roof tiles. Making properties safe and secure following serious incidents. Where there's a risk to health or further damage to the property. Repairing equipment that a disabled person relies on. Damp and mould, and trip hazards. Non-essential repairs, paused. External repairs, carpentry, flooring, plaster work, doors and windows, unless insecure, gutters and downpipes, gates and fencing, garages and outbuildings, and footpaths. We'd encourage customers to continue to report all repairs, even if they're non-essential. This will help us get a clear picture of the amount of work that needs doing. We expect there to be continued delays with our repair service until we're able to clear the backlog of work. Please continue to be patient while you wait to be contacted with an appointment. When you call, we'll let you know what your approximate waiting time will be. We'll review our approach to non-essential repairs at the end of February, and make a further decision then. We'll bring you a further update in future editions of Our Voice. For more information about our repair service and the changes we've made, please visit longhurst-group.org.uk. 3. Text message feedback service proves a hit with customers. Longhurst Group customers have sent more than 24,000 pieces of feedback over the last year via our text messaging feedback service. We launched the service in June last year, and feedback received has helped us shape and improve the services we provide. In the 12-month period from September 2020, customers have sent 24,017 pieces of feedback in response to surveys sent out after they've had contact with one of our services. On average, we've been receiving 1,847 pieces of feedback each month. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, said, quote, "We're really pleased with how customers have responded to the service. It's helped us capture customer feedback in the moment using a text messaging service, and we use this feedback to build an accurate picture of what it's like to be one of our customers. This has helped us to make informed decisions and to better understand our customers' wants and needs." End quote. Feedback received by customers on the repair service has been used to create a wish list of things customers value that we'd like to see in our new repairs contract. This has been passed to our procurement team. Meanwhile, feedback on customer service was gathered and used when creating our new customer charter. Melanie Groom, Income Recovery Manager, uses the system to gather customer feedback relating to our income team. She said, quote, "Using the text messaging service has been a very easy and effective way of gathering customer feedback about my team. It's been a great tool to help measure our performance, and I'm really pleased that the majority of responses have been positive. The system does also give us the opportunity to ensure that any issues that do arise for customers can be dealt with promptly. The feedback we receive is used to ensure that the team is adhering to policy and procedures. To date, we've not had to change anything, but each week we make sure the feedback is given to the team. To all the customers who've taken the time to respond to the text messages they've received, I'd like to say thank you. All your comments are read with a view to ensuring that the service we provide as a group is the best that it can be." End quote. In the 12 months from September last year, the average score received from customers has been 3.64 out of 5. This means customers are generally more satisfied than not with the service they've received. Some of the average scores received include annual gas servicing, 4.4, income team calls, 4.4, sales team, 4.2, and planned works, 4.1. We'll soon be asking customers for feedback after they've contacted our customer services team. Text messages will be sent from a mobile number and will clearly be from Longhurst Group. Text replies will be charged at your standard network rate if you don't have them free in your mobile contract. 4. You said, we did. Grounds maintenance. Customers in our rented homes often tell us that they feel they don't know what to expect from the grounds maintenance service. From grass cutting to weeding, sweeping paths to collecting fallen leaves, the grounds maintenance service covers many things. From your feedback, we recognise that it was important for you to know what you can expect from our contractors, and when this work is to be carried out. That's why we've now launched grounds maintenance customer portals for Iverd and Burley and Firths. There are two portals, one for each contractor. These interactive portals allow you to log on and check when the grounds maintenance service will be carried out at your property. They can be found by visiting www.idverde.co.uk/clients/longhurst-group and portal.malkfirthlandscapes.malcfirthlandscapes.co.uk/public/visits/questionmark/land-h-homes. Simply enter your address and your next and last visit dates will be shown. With the weather changing, customers have also been telling us that leaves are falling more frequently from trees and gathering in large piles. We can assure customers that leaves will be collected by our grounds maintenance contractors. We'd also like to remind you that the grounds maintenance service now runs once a month rather than every fortnight over the winter period. During the winter, here's what you can expect. November to February, one visit per month. Litter pick, all areas. Leaf clearance, all areas. Sweeping of hard standings. Weed maintenance. And moss clearance. 5. You and your home, condensation. As the weather changes, many of us may be experiencing increased condensation in our homes. Here, we find out more about what condensation is, how to deal with it, and how to try to avoid it becoming a problem. Condensation is created when warm air comes into contact with cold surfaces, or when there's too much moisture in your home. It's a more common problem during the colder months, and it can be found on or near windows, in the corner of rooms, and even in wardrobes or cupboards. The dampness caused by a large amount of condensation can lead to the growth of mold on walls, furniture, and other belongings, mildew on fabrics, and can even cause wood to rot, including window frames. What causes condensation? There's too much moisture in the air. This can be caused by things such as cooking, showering, or drying washing. There's not enough ventilation. Air needs to be able to circulate freely in your home. Move wardrobes or sofas slightly away from the walls to help with this. It's too cold. The colder your home is, the more likely you are to get condensation. If you heat one room and leave others cold, it'll make the condensation worse in the unheated rooms. It's much better to have an even temperature throughout your home. How to reduce condensation? Here are a number of tips to help you reduce condensation. Where possible, dry clothes outside. If drying inside, use a clothes horse, not a radiator, and dry them next to an open window. Ventilate your home. Open windows or use extractor fans. If it's safe to do so, ventilate your bedroom at night by leaving a window slightly ajar, or open a window in the morning for half an hour when you get up. Keep a consistent warm temperature. Even when taking the steps above to ventilate your home, you should also make sure that the temperature is kept consistent and warm. Ideally, the temperature would be between 16 and 18 degrees C, and never below 15 degrees C. Wipe down condensation from windows with a dry cloth and open a window for a while. Wring the cloth into the sink rather than drying it on the radiator. If you use a tumble dryer, make sure that it ventilates to outside your home. And always leave a small window open while cooking to allow excess moisture to escape. If you have an extractor fan, run it for 10 minutes after you've finished. 6. How we're performing against our key targets. At Longhurst Group, we're committed to achieving high levels of performance in everything we do. We constantly monitor our performance, which helps us to identify areas where we need to improve. As of September this year, there are areas where we were performing well, and others in which we're working hard to address underperformance. Customer satisfaction is particularly important to us, and we know that across a number of areas, satisfaction levels aren't what we'd like them to be. However, we're identifying issues that customers have told us they're facing, and we're working hard to tackle them. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, said, quote, "Customer satisfaction with how we handle complaints is below target for the first 6 months of this financial year, and we're working to improve our response times to formal complaints. Our repair service performance is close to target for repairs completed right first time, and we'll continue to work with our contractors to reduce the time taken to complete the work needed. However, while we know there are areas in which we need to improve, there are areas in which we are performing well. Service compliance for fire risk, Legionella and asbestos has achieved our 100% target, with gas and electrical safety remaining a major priority for the group going forward. Our planned maintenance program is also operating well, with over 1,000 improvements completed between April and September. Our commitment to improving lives is illustrated by excellent results from our community investment initiatives, with over 3,000 customers supported by the group. The target of 3,429 is for the full 12 months to April 2022, so we're well on course to exceed this." End quote. Helen added, quote, "We'll continue to monitor how we perform against our targets, and everyone will be working hard to ensure our performance continues to improve, so our customers receive the level of service they deserve." End quote. Customer satisfaction, year to date. Overall customer satisfaction. Quarter 2, 73%. Target, 85%. General repairs, quarter two, 68%. Target, 85%. Communal cleaning, quarter two, 66%. Target, 75%. And ground maintenance, quarter two, 62%. Target, 75%. Complaints. Formal complaints responded to within target. Quarter two, 70%. Target, 90%. And satisfaction with complaint handling. Quarter two, 71%. Target, 75%. Repairs and servicing. Non-emergency repairs completed right first time. Quarter two, 86%. Target, 90%. Properties with a valid gas safety certificate. Quarter two, 99.97%. Target, 100%. Properties with a fire risk assessment. Quarter two, 100%. Target, 100%. Properties with a valid electrical certificate. Quarter two, 92%. Target, 100%. High and medium rise blocks with a valid Legionella assessment. Quarter two, 100%. Target, 100%. And properties with a valid asbestos survey. Quarter two, 100%. Target, 100%. Housing and communities. Current customer arrears. Quarter two, 1.9%. Target, 2%. Average time taken to relet properties, days. Quarter two, 61. Target, 32. Total number of improvements, bathrooms, kitchens, etc. completed. Quarter two, 1,160. Target, 1,809. And community investment interventions. Quarter two, 3,177. Target, 3,429. 7. Our commitment to keep tackling ASB and fly tipping. Tackling antisocial behaviour and fly tipping remain key targets for the group, right across our operational area. We're committed to dealing with these issues and taking appropriate action against those responsible. Two recent cases demonstrate how we're working with our partners in the community on both of them. Antisocial behaviour. Two properties in a block of flats in Northamptonshire have been served with closure orders after we worked closely with local police to deal with antisocial behaviour. We'd been receiving numerous reports of antisocial behaviour, including drug dealing, verbal abuse and intimidation, at Risdean Court in Rushton. Our teams worked closely with the local neighbourhood policing team to gather the evidence required to take the cases to court, and there have now been two closure orders granted, immediately improving the quality of life of those living nearby. Paul Manns, our housing officer for the area, said, quote, "Thanks to these orders, nobody but the police or a designated person can enter these properties until further notice. These orders are only granted where antisocial behaviour is having a big impact on other residents, so we're really pleased with the outcome." We had served eviction notices, but due to coronavirus, it was taking a long time to do anything. I'm incredibly happy with the result. It'll have a hugely positive impact on the customers living nearby. Hopefully, this result shows that as a responsible landlord, we won't tolerate antisocial behaviour. We'll work with our partner agencies to tackle the problem and ensure our communities remain pleasant places to live. End quote. Community litter pick. More than 30 bags of litter were collected during a community litter pick in Walsall. Our community investment team arranged the event and were joined by a group of resident volunteers, including 9 youngsters, and our contractors, as well as colleagues from Walsall Council and our housing, repairs and planned works team. In total, 37 people were involved in the litter pick, which saw 35 bags of rubbish collected, as well as 3 tons of fly tipping waste. Maurice Hegarty, Community Investment Lead for the West Region, helped organise the event in partnership with Walsall Council's Clean and Green team. He said, quote, "To see so many people from different groups come together for the benefit of the community was heartwarming. Working with the community is an important thing for us in the Community Investment team, and simple things like litter picks can have a real impact in helping to improve the lives of our customers. It was a very worthwhile day for everyone involved, and I'm sure we'll look to do similar events in the future." End quote. Walsall Council's Clean and Green team provided all of the litter-picking equipment and the collection of the full bags of rubbish. They also provided a street sweeper and an education trailer with information on recycling. 8. Dave's Delight at Sorting His Hoarding Issues. A customer has told of his relief that his tenancy with another landlord is no longer at risk, after working closely with our support teams to deal with his issues in his home. Dave Smith, not his real name, who lives in Lincolnshire, suffered 4 strokes, and said his flat became dirtier and more cluttered as time went on and he was struggling to cope. However, after the intervention of our floating support teams, he's now back on track, and says it's like a weight has been lifted off his shoulders. Quote, "I was put at risk of homelessness by my landlord, which isn't Longhurst Group, as my home was full of rubbish and was really dirty. It was a fire hazard to me, but also other residents in the block," end quote, he added. Quote, "I was aware of the risk this was creating, but I didn't know where to start, and felt overwhelmed by everything. I also suffer with depression, so being able to see light at the end of the tunnel was really difficult. Being at risk of eviction made the depression worse, which meant it was really difficult for me to deal with everyday life. I didn't have anywhere else to go and stay if I was evicted." End quote. Dave said that the intervention from Donna Hall, our floating support worker, was the catalyst for turning his situation around. He added, quote, "I've been so pleased with the support and help Donna has provided. She supports me to continue to tidy up when she visits. This is still difficult for me when I'm on my own, but I feel better mentally and I look forward to seeing Donna, as it helps break the feeling of isolation and she's easy to talk to. It now feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, and it's helped me mentally knowing that I'm not losing my home. I feel so much happier in my flat. I still need support to keep on top of things and get a few other things in my life sorted, but I'm really grateful for the support I've received. I've even got other aides in my flat now to help me on a daily basis." End quote. 8A, how we can help tackle hoarding woes. Longhurst Group is committed to dealing with cases of hoarding in a professional, respectful and sensitive manner. We're experienced in working with people who are dealing with problems relating to hoarding. Rachel Dobson, Head of Housing Services, said, quote, "We take hoarding very seriously, and we're very experienced in dealing with such cases. In any case involving hoarding, we take a sensitive approach, as we understand there are often other issues contributing to the hoarding. This is why we also work with other partner organisations to help address these needs, as well as tackling the hoarding. We know that hoarding can be very specific to different people, and each case is different. Therefore, if anyone has any concerns about a neighbour's hoarding, we'd encourage them to contact us as the landlord in the first instance, so we can begin our investigations, and start a joint approach with other agencies to deal with the issue." End quote. Rachel added that the majority of hoarding cases come about through the council discovering the problem for a variety of reasons, including a contractor report, a no-access visit, or non-compliance. If you're aware of a hoarding issue in a neighbouring property, or would like to speak to us to discuss getting help in sorting any problems you're experiencing, please call us on 0300 123 1745, or use the Contact Us form on our website, at longhurst-group.org.uk/contact. 9. Community Heroes Awards winners revealed. We're delighted to announce that 14 customers and community organizations have been crowned as Community Heroes Awards winners for 2021. We're honored to have been able to present each of the winners with a hamper and a certificate as a way of rewarding them for their work in their communities, and to say thank you on behalf of the group. The Residents R Us community group on Beechdale in Walsall has also been named a winner, with volunteers and members having a buffet lunch provided as an alternative prize. Sue Krask, community investment lead, said she was humbled by some of the nominations received. She said, quote, "We've received some truly humbling entries, and some of the stories of what our customers have been doing in their communities are wonderful. It's been a tough year, but as the winners of our awards show, there's some great work being done in the community to help the more vulnerable and isolated. I hope all our winners enjoy their prize." End quote. One winner is Ron Davies, who also lives on Beechdale in Walsall. He has spent the last couple of years making well-being calls to other isolated and vulnerable residents on the estate. He started this voluntary role after losing his wife Doreen after more than 60 years of marriage. Ron said, quote, "I'm happy doing it, as it means I'm not sitting in the bungalow on my own. Even if I'm sat here, I'm keeping active by speaking with people. I'm also still volunteering up at the centre. It's a surprise to win this award, but it's also very heartwarming to know that people value what I'm doing. As long as I'm able to keep going, I plan to carry on with it." End quote. Also in Walsall, Sue Lysett, a key figure in the Residents R Us community group, has been named as a winner. Sue added, quote, "I can't believe I've won this award. I'm so overwhelmed and chuffed. Winning this means so much to me after years of hard work in our community helping others. I'm humbled. I obviously couldn't do what I do without the members and volunteers of Residents R Us. I'm proud of each one of them for their loyalty and support, and we've become great friends. I'd just like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart." End quote. Mavis Yaxley from South Breton Peterborough was also named as a community hero. She goes above and beyond in helping neighbours and also keeping an eye on the scheme when colleagues are not on site. She said, quote, "I was shocked and surprised when I was told I'd won. It was a lovely feeling. If I see people struggling, it just feels right to go and help them. It's not nice seeing people struggle, so you don't think twice about it. It's just something you should do. I can't just walk away. I just do it as I think it's the right thing to do, not to win any prizes." End quote. Community Heroes 2021. Sue Lysett, or Residents R Us. Sue has led the Residents R Us community group on Beechdale in Walsall for several years. She has helped launch a new community shop on the estate for residents and regularly helps arrange day trips for children and their families. The group as a whole, especially their volunteers, have also been named as community heroes. Emily Creedon. Emily has always wanted to be involved in community activities and has set up her own litter picking group. They recently completed their first community litter pick at a local park before heading back to Emily's home for refreshments and the presentation of certificates that Emily handed out to all volunteers. Harry Boddington. Harry has been creating his own artwork, which has then been transferred onto t-shirts. He's then been selling these online to raise money for the RNIB. David Turner. David has helped his elderly neighbour by cutting his grass and having regular chats with him. David also helped in an emergency when there had been smoke coming from the neighbour's property. He stayed with the person, opening windows and clearing the smoke from the property. Deborah Andrew. Deborah is a great support to residents. Despite working herself, she always finds time to help other residents with day-to-day tasks, and is always there to provide support when needed. Robert Smail. Rob heard distress shouts from a customer who'd fallen in their home in the early hours of the morning, and called an ambulance. Despite being due to travel to London, he stayed with the lady after being told an ambulance could be up to 10 hours away when he returned to his home and activated his cord to speak to the call centre for help. Abigail Fuller-Jones. Abigail has looked after a lady throughout her pregnancy, providing support in many ways, including baking, cooking dinner, and going shopping for the lady when she's not been able to go outside herself. Ronald Davies. Ron has volunteered to make well-being calls to isolated and vulnerable residents on Beechdale Estate in Walsall. He continues to keep in touch with them, despite having had coronavirus himself. David Mayfield. David has helped several residents through minor DIY tasks, as well as the more serious, including calling ambulances for others in need. He's helped customers maintain their independence by fixing mobility scooters, and nothing is ever too much for him. Elizabeth Turner. Elizabeth has helped her neighbours going above and beyond by cooking, doing their shopping, and spending time chatting with them. She's also ensured their homes have been secured at night, and she's also ensured any repairs that need doing have been reported. Mavis Yaxley. Mavis has been helping other residents during the pandemic, and continues to do so. She's been out doing shopping for people and is the perfect example of a good neighbour. She also keeps an eye on the scheme when colleagues are not on site, reporting communal repairs and looking after part of the communal gardens. Steve Rippin. Steve has helped customers by building mobility aids for them, saving time and money, and helping keep them safe. He's supported others when they've had falls, and he's called the emergency services. He's never afraid of spending time helping other people. And Brenda Mills. Over the last year, Brenda has really helped and supported a customer by visiting them and keeping in contact daily, and also doing their weekly shopping. She's also supported her scheme manager during these difficult times. 10. A Day in the Life of a Leasehold Scheme Manager. Tony Morris is a leasehold scheme manager at Longhurst Group. His role is varied, and he never knows what each day will bring. Here we follow Tony to see what his job entails. 3:30 a.m. I'm called out by Central Control to provide access for emergency services after a resident has fallen during the night and is unable to get up. The next of kin are away on holiday, so I give the emergency services any information they require. 4:30 a.m. I make an entry in my diary to follow up on the resident and to record my time off in lieu. Now it's time to go back to bed. 8:20 a.m. I arrive at the scheme office and unlock the doors to the communal buildings, including the patio door. I log in to check for any emails whilst checking for any messages from the lifeline providers. 8:30 a.m. I undertake my walkabout around the scheme to check for any irregularities or property damage, and to communicate with residents who come to their windows, which gives them the reassurance that I'm present on the scheme and that they're not alone. My walkabout also helps to manage the dropped litter which has swept in from the main road. 9 a.m. I undertake all my morning calls to those residents who've requested and need a morning welfare call. I then complete my online diary to record any problems or concerns raised. I contact a contractor as a resident has reported they've no hot water, which is essential as part of their treatment. At the same time, they state they've no heating, so, wearing all PPE, I provide the resident with 2 fan heaters and instructions on how to use them safely. 10 a.m. I check my emails and complete a request to check that a specified piece of fire equipment is fit for purpose, safe, and in accordance with the required standard. I also complete the water flushing checks and tests while recording my observations. 10:10 a.m. I'm contacted by a resident who stated that her extractor fan in her bathroom is not working properly. Covered with my PPE, I go to investigate so I can provide a report for the contractors, who then arrange an appointment for as soon as possible. I then share the appointment details with the resident to ensure it's okay. 10:50 a.m. The garden waste bins have been collected, so I check they've been put back safely to avoid trips or injuries to those who use the bin shelters. 11:05 a.m. I return to my office to respond to mail and emails, along with other correspondence. A resident pops to see me to inform me that they'll not require a morning welfare call on certain days as they're away on holiday. 11:15 a.m. Now I grab a drink and settle down to complete more paperwork and respond to further emails and telephone calls or messages. I also answer calls from colleagues for information or advice. 1 p.m. Time to have my lunch, which is essential to accommodate my health condition. 1:45 p.m. I start completing my 1-to-1 form in readiness for the visit by my line manager. 2 p.m. BT Openreach knock on my door to inform me that they must do some work on the broadband junctions located on the scheme. I ensure that they've applied sufficient notices and warnings in respect to health and safety for residents and visitors on the scheme. 2:40 p.m. I respond to a pull cord that's been activated to find a resident's grandchild has been playing with the orange triangle at the bottom of the pull cord. The resident wasn't aware that it had been activated and apologised, so no harm done. 3:30 p.m. I'm called again to respond to a delivery for cleaning material to the communal building. Ensuring the correct amounts and products have been delivered, I then sign the docket. 3:55 p.m. I'm called by a resident who says her patio door will not close and lock. We press the reset button and everything is working normally again. 4:15 p.m. I walk around the scheme to check for any concerns or issues, then return to the office to lock up. I also secure the communal lounge, as well as shutting down the computer and printer before heading home for a well-earned cup of tea, and to wonder what the day will bring tomorrow. 11. Emily launches Litter Pick Group. Around a dozen people took part in a community litter pick organised by a customer at one of our supported housing schemes in Nuneaton. Emily Creedon, who lives at Gadsby Street, has launched the Gadsby Grabbers Group and arranged for the litter pick to take place at Riversley Park in the town. She was joined by members of the community, colleagues from Gadsby Street and the Environmental Enforcement Officer from Nuneaton and Bedworth Borough Council, as half a dozen bags of rubbish were collected. Diane Godsall, Registered Care Manager at Gadsby Street, said, quote, "We had a lovely day doing some litter picking with Emily's group, the Gadsby Grabbers. We had some help from the Environmental Officer, and we also invited other people, and went to the local park to do the litter pick. Afterwards, we came back to Gadsby Street and to say thank you. Emily made some cakes for everyone, and we also gave out certificates. Everyone had a great day, and we'd give it a big thumbs up." End quote. Wayne Beasley, Environmental Enforcement Manager at Nuneaton and Bedworth Borough Council, provided equipment for the litter pick, and said he was amazed by the response of the community and the Gadsby Grabbers. He added, quote, "Emily is very enthusiastic about litter picking and the environment, and it's been an honour to be a part of this. Riversley Park is a beautiful area, but sadly people leave litter. As a community, everybody needs to get involved, and so to go litter picking and collect 5 or 6 large bags was a brilliant effort." End quote. 12. Ex-trapeze artist Jane thanks money advisers for getting her finances in order. Being a trapeze artist is a hazardous occupation. Nobody knows this better than Jane Del Bosque. With a family history of performing in the circus since the reign of Queen Victoria, the lifestyle and associated risks are well known to Jane. But when she was a 20-year-old performer, the risks became all too real and tragedy struck. Jane fell during a trapeze act and broke her back, leading to a lifetime of complications. A long spell in hospital followed, including a year in a wheelchair, and Jane said she still experiences issues from that accident to this day. Now a Longhurst Group customer in Peterborough, Jane has said the help of money advisor Steve Thomas has made a tremendous difference to her situation. Quote, "I passed out when I was working and fell and broke my back," end quote, Jane revealed. Quote, "I was in a wheelchair for a year, and I still have problems from the accident. Some things still haven't got better. After slowing down in the circus, I was living in a caravan, but it just wasn't practical, as I was having trouble getting in and out on the steps. It was becoming impossible for me. That was when I moved to Stronglands Court and met Steve. Without him, I don't know where I'd be," end quote. Steve worked closely with Jane to help her claim all the benefits she was entitled to, and even helped her through launching a mandatory reconsideration with the Department for Work and Pensions, and a full tribunal appeal, which in the end was successful. Quote, "I don't read and write much, as I didn't go to school too much with being in the circus," end quote, Jane explained. Quote, "I don't think I'd have got anything without Steve, and I'm so very thankful to him for his help. I had no idea what I was entitled to. Living in a caravan and working in a circus is a completely different world, so I didn't know where to start. I'd just like to thank Steve so much for what he's done for me. Without him, I wouldn't have got half the things I'm entitled to. If anyone is struggling or doesn't know where to turn, get in touch with the Money Advice team. They know what they're doing. Steve's been very helpful to me, and they're all brilliant," end quote. Steve Thomas has now left the group, but we're delighted to announce that we've appointed Penny Jeffers to take on his role as money advisor. To contact the team, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/moneyadvice or call 0300 123 1745, press option 2 for the income team, and ask to speak to the money advice team. 13. Support services are available to our leaseholders. Longhurst Group leaseholders can access a host of support services to help with everyday challenges, including finances. Our money advice team is on hand to support leaseholders, including shared owners, with issues such as sorting benefits, providing money-saving tips, or referring to other organizations for debt or budgeting help. Additionally, the team is on hand to support shared owners accessing support for paying their rental share on their home. Pensioners can make new claims for housing benefit to support their rent payments, while anyone of working age or mixed-age couples can apply for universal credit to help them pay their rent. Both of these benefits are means-tested and depend on income and family circumstances. If you have a mortgage for the rest of the property, you might be able to get a government loan to help pay the mortgage interest. The government loan is called Support for Mortgage Interest, SMI. To be eligible for a Support for Mortgage Interest, SMI loan, you usually need to be getting one of the following qualifying benefits. Income support, income-based job seekers allowance, JSA, income-related employment and support allowance, ESA, universal credit, or pension credit. To contact the Money Advice team, call 0300 123 1745 and press option 2 for the income team, and ask to speak to the Money Advice team. Meanwhile, leaseholders can also access our Customer Wellbeing Hub for a number of other support services. These include tools to support with mental health issues, safeguarding, and domestic abuse. You'll also be able to access other financial support services, including independent debt advice and information about benefits. There's also a link to our Employment and Skills Support Service, where colleagues can help you find a job or improve your skill set through a number of courses. You can find out more about our Employment and Skills Service in Section 14. For more information, please visit longhurst-group.org.uk/wellbeing. 14. New Year, New You. Let our employment and skills team help you to take the next step. As we tick over into 2022, many people will be considering a change of job or learning new skills as they ready themselves for the next step in their lives. That's why we've remodeled our employment and skills support offer, making sure we put our customers at the centre of everything we do. We've concentrated all the services we offer into 6 strands, and have a personalised offer within each one. Our service now looks like this. Employment support. We can offer a full, personalised job hunt MOT, as well as wider career guidance from the comfort of your own home. We can help you with your CV, how to search for jobs, and how to complete an application, as well as help you with preparing for your interviews. Skills support. Our expert team can direct you to courses, qualifications, and other learning opportunities, whatever the level and wherever you're based. So if you're interested in English, Maths, ICT, or vocational courses, get in touch, and we'll support you into training in your area. Kickstart. We can help you find a kickstart scheme, which is suitable if you're aged between 16 and 24 and looking for a route into employment or training. Work or training grants. We've got a limited budget available if you need additional support to get into training or employment. Get in touch and we can discuss how we can help. Volunteering. We can support you with a variety of volunteering choices, both within Longhurst Group or in your community. Vital work experience can be gained through a range of volunteering activities, and our team can help you find the right one for you. And apprenticeships. We can support you with finding an apprenticeship so that you can earn while you learn. There are many apprenticeship opportunities out there, and you don't have to be fresh out of school or college to qualify. Our team will help you explore all the opportunities available to you. Charmaine Semai, Director of Community Investment, said, quote, "We've been keen to streamline our employment and skills service offer and make it much clearer and simpler to understand what exactly we can do to support our customers into work or training. We've got lots of ways in which we can help you, and our expert colleagues within the team have years of experience in helping people achieve their goals. This service is also very important to us as a group, as it's a key part of our Improving Lives 2025 strategy. We want to hear from any of our customers who want to find work or would like to undertake training to help expand their skill set, so get in touch and we can discuss how we can help." End quote. A number of customers have previously benefited from the support on offer from our team. These include Maria Ermos, who was helped into a volunteering role in Birmingham, where she helps feed the homeless. She credits this opportunity with turning her life around. Quote, "If I wasn't volunteering, I don't know what I'd be doing with my life," end quote, she said. Quote, "I've had some very difficult times in my life, but this has really turned it around. I see and speak to a lot of good people, and that's what makes me so positive. My experiences have also made me see that there are people worse off than myself. They're at rock bottom, while I'm moaning at silly little things, so it's changed my perception massively. I'd really encourage people to volunteer, but you have to do it because you want to do it. It's so very rewarding." End quote. Meanwhile, the team helped Julie Walton to find an apprenticeship in her desired industry, digital media and marketing. Julie, who's in her 40s, had a long-held ambition to work in digital media and marketing, but admitted she kept hitting stumbling blocks due to a lack of experience in an agency, despite holding qualifications, a portfolio of work, and having studied for relevant courses. Quote, "I picked up the phone and spoke to Rob Friday, employment and training advisor, and it was fabulous from there on in, really. We redid my CV and worked on applications, and now I'm in my apprenticeship. I'd been looking towards an apprenticeship, despite them often being geared towards younger people. I felt it'll be a route into the industry, and even though it's not highly paid, the experience you're going to get with mentors and tutors, and the experience of actually being situated in a marketing and digital media agency, is second to none, and it's worth its weight in gold." End quote. To find out more about our employment and skills service, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/employment-and-skills. To get in touch with the team, complete the form on our webpage, or email us at employmentandskills@longhurst-group.org.uk. 15. New Member for Customer Forum. Longhurst Group's Customer Forum is delighted to have appointed a new member. Marie Linford has been a customer for more than 10 years, and is a full-time carer for her 12-year-old granddaughter who lives with her. She is currently Community Lead for Mental Health and Disability for her local NHS Clinical Commissioning Group in Grimsby. Marie says she believes she has a strong sense of community, having been a support worker in health and social care for around 3 years, and is looking forward to getting involved. Meanwhile, members of Longhurst Group's Customer Forum took part in an online training session to learn more about the Social Housing White Paper, delivered by the Tenant Participation Advisory Service, TPAS. The session looked at the role of the regulator and how housing associations should work with their customers. The webinar was well attended and well received, and we're very thankful to TPAS for delivering the session specifically for our customer forum. The customer forum works closely with colleagues and the board to check that we're taking the right approach, track our performance and influence the decisions we make. You can find out more by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/me-and-my-home/get-involved/longhurst-group-customer-forum. 16. College students design and make sculptures for development show home. Students from a local college have created a number of sculptures which have been put on display in a show home on one of our developments. We've delivered the 46 home The Spires development in Great Gonnaby, which features a mix of 2 and 3 bedroom homes. As part of our commitment to investing in the communities we serve, we donated £100 to art and design students at Grantham College, setting them the task of creating sculptures to feature in the gardens of the scheme show home. In total, 11 students took part in the work experience, and Chris Parkinson, head of sales, said he was delighted with the outcome. He added, quote, "At Longhurst Group, we look to work with our communities and involve them in our developments and activities as much as possible. With that in mind, we're delighted we've been able to work with the students at Grantham College and give them the opportunity to have some practical work experience, knowing their work would be in the public domain. This project has been a perfect example of our community-minded ethos, and it's been great to see the students getting experience and enjoying the task. We're really pleased with the final results, and they look great in the garden of the show home." End quote. Simon Morris, course leader of the Level 2 Arts and Design course at Grantham College, said the project had given the students a new sense of confidence. He added, quote, "You could tell as the weeks progressed when they were producing the pieces that they really enjoyed it. They enjoyed the freedom and creativity that came with the brief, and were proud to be producing their own sculptures. The fact that the work is going to be in the public eye with their names displayed is fantastic, and will really benefit our students. We'd all like to say thank you to the team who supported us at Longhurst Group." End quote. 17. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. 17A. Blue Peter Chicken. A recipe from Anne Whitfield, Carlton. Many years ago, when my now nearly middle-aged son was watching Blue Peter on children's TV, he was impressed with a dish demonstrated that particular day. Since then, it's become a standby among our extended family, as it's quick and easy. I've adapted the original recipe to cut down on salt and oil. It also works well with strips of firm fish, and though I haven't tried this out yet, should do so with strips or chunks of peppers. Preparation time, about 15 minutes. Ingredients, strips or pieces of chicken breast, finely chopped spring onions, salt, very little, cooking oil, very little, and parsley or mixed herbs, fresh or dried. Method. In a bowl, mix together chicken strips or pieces, chopped spring onions, a sprinkling of salt, and a very small amount of cooking oil. Heat a shallow pan on the hob. Add the mixed ingredients, turning gently to brown the chicken. Add the parsley or mixed herbs. And serve with new potatoes or rice and with peas. 17B, A Quiz on Titles of TV Quizzes, by Anne Whitfield, Carlton. 1. 10987654321, blast off. 2. What I'm asking about is activities for keeping fit and healthy. 3. Is there any purpose to this? 4. Hot off the press, you won't have heard this before. 5. The arch planner behind the scheme. 6. Academics laying down the gauntlet. 7. Do most of them purr while they do this to numbers? 8. Do these well-known people lead meaningless lives? 9. All you need to do is join it up. 10. The well-known brains behind the plan. 11. For clever contestants with ovoid skulls. And 12. In the words of the song, I do. Answers. 1. Countdown. 2. A question of sport. 3. Pointless. 4. Have I got news for you? 5. Mastermind. 6. University challenge. 7. 8 out of 10 cats does countdown. 8. Celebrity pointless. 9. Only connect. 10. Celebrity mastermind. 11. Eggheads. And 12. Who wants to be a millionaire? 17C. Moon Goddess. A poem by Mr. B. Robertson, Peterborough. Selene haunts the misted woods at this unearthly lonely hour, and sheds in ghost-like silver floods evocative, eerie power. She filters into woodland rides, creative's goddess of the night, there in fern rings oaken hides, transformed dim fog to glimmering sprite. And steadily Selene watches yonder lake, whose blurred expanse joins forest edge, a layered, luminous veil she makes, pierced through by rush and sedge. She stirs obscure imaginings, with oftentimes returning gleam, and raises deep subconscious things, that crowd with occult life her pallid beam. 18. Improving Lives Podcast. Did you know that the group has its own podcast, and it's all about improving lives? Have you listened to an episode yet? In each installment, we'll share advice and stories to help you improve your health and well-being, focusing on money, health and fitness, and mental health. We'll also have the occasional special guest joining us on the podcast, so make sure you check it out. Listen online. To listen to the latest episode, or to catch up with the previous ones, scan the QR code on the last page of the standard print version of this magazine, or visit longhurst-group.org.uk/podcast. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2I Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style, and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 44 0044, email info@a2i, that's letter A, number 2, letter I, .co.uk, website www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 34473.